Tiffany Zolkuski's biggest priority is similar to last year, the state budget. Dunleavy has proposed a state budget that would keep a $3,000 permanent fund dividend and avoid the large cuts he proposed last year. Instead, it would use money from the Constitutional Budget Reserve to cover the $1.5 billion deficit to pay for state services. Zolkuski doesn't think the proposed budget is realistic in its current form. She says her job is to make sure the budget and PFD amounts are sustainable for years to come.
Our savings accounts that the state has really enjoyed spending from the last several years to fund our budget are really depleted. You know, I think what we're going to have to do again in the House and in the legislature is really find a balance between a sustainably sized dividend and finding sustainability in our budget overall.
But while she tackles the state budget, Zolkuski is also looking at legislation in other areas. She is now the chair for the Health and Social Services Committee while maintaining her leadership for the Special Committee on Tribal Affairs. Last year, the committee held hearings to explain the intricacies of treaties, public safety, and government-to-government relationships with Alaska Native tribes. Zolkuski says she plans to keep focusing on the missing and murdered Indigenous people crisis and public safety.
And we have some ideas that we're potentially going to be bringing into light sometime this session.
Another priority is tribal compacting, which is a formal agreement between governments that defines what role each plays to provide services. Governor Dunleavy says last year that he plans to pursue an education agreement with the state's tribes. Senator Gary Stevens, a Republican from Kodiak, has introduced a bill to do just that. It's scheduled for a hearing next week. Zolkuski urges the Dunleavy administration to make sure tribes have the resources from the state to provide these services.
We want to make sure that tribes feel empowered and comfortable with any sort of policy language that's going to be introduced, because they would ultimately be the ones entering into negotiations with the state of Alaska.
In a statement, Dunleavy says the administration is currently in, quote, active discussions with the Department of Education and Early Development, legislatures, tribes, education groups, and stakeholders regarding legislation to create tribal compacting for education, unquote. Meanwhile, Zolkuski's other priorities include public health and protecting the Power Cost Equalization Endowment Fund. Zolkuski is also planning to run for re-election later this year. She has already filed the paperwork. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.